Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we turn to you now for another time of prayer, opening our hearts and our minds to you. Receive your graces, your beauty, your truth. So I invite you there also as you're praying to come into God's presence with your acts of faith, hope, and love, gratitude, humility. Say those spontaneous prayers of exercising those virtues to begin your time of prayer with the Lord. Lord, I do believe in you. Firmly committed. Trust in you, hope in you, hope in your action in my soul, in my life. Trust that what you're doing is good, that what you permit, even if difficult, is to bring something greater about. I trust that. I love you. And I'm grateful for everything you give me, the blessings, graces, the challenges, the gifts, everything. Thank you. Thank you for a good. All of it is beyond what I deserve. Humble myself in your presence too, Lord. I don't deserve anything. I'm just a creature of yours, just a child, just a sinner begging graces. A son looking to learn from his father, a disciple from his master. So I come humbly asking for your guidance and your teaching. Well, let's imagine and put ourselves in this Gospel of Luke 6, 39, 42. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. Jesus, your wisdom. Amazing. Amazing. These observations about human behavior. So amazing. Lord, you put your finger on so many things here, and I want to meditate on that. I want to enjoy it first, just praise you for your wisdom, for how your heart, even your human heart, that power of observation, what you heard and learned from Mary and Joseph, that understanding of the human heart makes you, just from a human perspective, one of the most amazing, impressive people. But yet also we know of your divine nature, your divine wisdom as well. So I want to meditate on this first point. The blind person guided by snow, they're both going to fall into a pit. So that first just reminds me of the need to follow, the need to humbly be a disciple. First of you, Jesus, follow you, follow my conscience. As a religious, to follow my constitutions, my spirituality, my community, my superior. So many reflections of your authority in my life that I can follow humbly and in that way be guided well, guided by those who see. To be a good disciple, to learn from the teachers in my life. What a great quality, Jesus, that you invite us to practice, that even the secular world encourages so much, that teachability, that humility to learn from another, be a good student, good athlete, wants to follow what their coach, coachable. Oh, Jesus, I pray you give me that quality, give me that grace, not so attached to my own experience or to my own what I know, that I don't listen, that I don't hear. that either from a generation above me to my peers or even to those younger, to learn from everyone, to be a student of the world, a student of everyone. Help me have that grace or that skill. And then you switch to this attitude that we should have towards one another. So why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but don't perceive the wooden beam in your own? You can just say the same thing in different ways. How you say, your brother, let me remove it, when you don't even see your own, right? Remove first your own, then you can see. That's so true, Lord, how quickly we are to notice what's going on in my brother. You say splinter in his eye, which is so funny. It's just the smallest of thing in the place where you're not looking. You can barely see somebody else's eyes, but then to see a splinter in their eyes, like, you really got to be up close and personal and invading their space to notice that. Like, you have to almost violate their privacy to get close enough to see a splinter in somebody's eye, right? And he makes that funny comparison that if you've got a beam in your own, how can you have even a beam in your own eye? But anyhow, such a big object in your own eye, like so many people. So true, and it's probably true for me too, that I have areas, blind spots, as they say, large areas that I don't see. And yet I'm so quick to think I'm good at understanding, analyze, recognizing the error, the situation, someone else's situation. Lord, how proudful we are. The pride we have to see and judge and to understand or think we understand others, their motives, their intentions, to judge objectively, justly, what they say, do, even go so far as to presume what they think. Lord, give me that humility to not be so confident in my own judgment, or at least be honest about the limits of my judgment and slow to make judgments when I don't have information, or to stay within what I can affirm and what I can't. Give me that intellectual honesty, humility, simplicity. Rid me from any sin of presumption or pride. And give me the grace just to control what I can control, which is my own behavior. Remove as much as I can with your grace, the beams, the splinters, and everything in between in my own life. Help me, Lord, to live an examined life. When I wake up preparing my day at midday, when I'm checking in with you and the graces of the day so far, and in the evening when I'm looking back at how I've responded to you throughout the day, how you've cared for me. Help me to live an examined life, to catch those splinters and beams myself regularly. Let you remove them. Lord, I thank you also for all the instances in my life, all the different groups, people, friends, mentors, teachers, superiors, all those who can help educate, teach, convert, change me. They're all gifts from you, extensions of your wisdom and love towards me. Help me to receive them and live with them, accept them as such. Well, Lord, after this meditation, I now quiet myself. Ask you to enlighten me. What could be a resolution? What could be a way to change or live virtuously my thoughts or words or actions today? One thing I could do differently, thanks to the meditation on your word. And I commit myself to do that action throughout the day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.com. www.thefatherofmark.org for links.